Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's getting increasingly more difficult to figure out the difference between real news and real news. And by real news, I mean the stuff that is actually, useful and actually going on in the world versus a manufactured reality that we get sometimes from sponsored content in all of its various forms. And so there's a long article that is in the show notes that you can read that is from an author who spent some time in the content farm. Writing sponsored content and dealing with that and realizing that, yeah, it sucks. And I have my own experience with this. About 10 years ago, I was working for one of these content farm website type things. And honestly, I kind of got a taste of how that business worked, and when I had to write sponsored content, I kind of had a disagreement with management, and I kind of said, screw this. This is not worth this. The amount of time I'm putting in on this is not worth it. So I told them to go pound sand. And of course, that company is no longer around anymore, but that's something that happened for sure. This is certainly happening in the newscast, right? I mean, I don't watch the nightly news very often because most of what they cover is completely useless. And it's very obvious that there's a lot of stuff that's like, why is McDonald's in the news? Well, McDonald's is, McDonald's is doing something. Well, they're probably paid for placement in that particular, block of the news. It's not really something that's actually, that would be considered newsworthy, or at least worth advertising on the nightly news. Because real journalism, it's hard work and doesn't, and sadly, people don't want to pay for content. It's a whole wired thing, I guess. So what's keeping the newsrooms open, I guess, is the checkbooks of these companies that say, hey, why don't you write an article about me, right? And personally, I don't want to do that. I mean, I'd rather. I can be choosy about what I do, and I don't need to write sponsored content and publish it on the internet. And there's plenty of that going on anyway. As a reader of such content, it makes it really hard to find out to figure out what's real and what's not, because even the stuff that's marked as sponsored content may not be obvious, right? And they probably put it in 5-point font on the very bottom, and perhaps even in the metadata of the thing, it's not even something that you could easily see on the page. It's just amazing what's out there, and it's honestly why I have a difficult time watching the news or consuming any media out there, because I'm always left to wonder, well, who put that there, right? Or who decided that this should be covered? And this other thing that's going on over here is not going to be covered, right? I mean, I could get into the politics of things that are covered or not covered. And actually, here's a great one from No Agenda that makes a whole lot of sense. So Bernie Sanders is obviously in our primaries here in the United States. Is maybe not getting as much coverage as some of the other candidates that are out there, right? Even though he's bringing in the crowds, perhaps more than even Donald Trump in some cases, right? The news media really doesn't want to see Bernie Sanders get elected, because guess what? Bernie Sanders, of the candidates have just talked about campaign finance reform, Bernie Sanders is more likely than not would follow through on it, assuming he got elected into the presidential office, right? Pushing for that, and guess who would not benefit from campaign finance reform? It would actually be the media, because the way that the campaign finance works right now, the media companies all benefit from that by all the BS that goes on. I mean, think about how many debates that they've done, right? Who benefited from that? It certainly wasn't those of us that watched the debates, right? I certainly didn't feel more informed. It was more like watching a stupid reality show than feeling coming away from any of these things actually informed about what the candidates actually thought on specific issues. And you're never going to see a debate between, some of the third party candidates that are out there and the front runners and the Republicans and Democrats. You're never, ever going to see that, because it's not going to get good ratings. And if you take the money out of politics, maybe, the media companies are probably not going to, you know, they're definitely going to lose out on that. So maybe there's that's a good reason why, you know, the financial concerns definitely control the media, right? In all of its forms, whether it's online or offline, and or on traditional television or newspaper, whatever, right? So just think about all that, and so yeah, that's I've been skeptical of the mutant news media for a long time, and the sort of the more I read about sponsored content and the people that have gone through it, and the and even just reflecting on my own experiences, and the more I see in the news, the more I'm just like, why are people you know, buying into this? What am I missing here? But I don't know. Maybe I'm just old and crotchety and get off my lawn kind of thing. But it's definitely disconcerting. And somebody who's trying to find the truth, you got to dig really hard for it. And you may not find it out in the traditional media. You may have to go out to some of those non-traditional media sources. Fortunately, there's plenty out there. But I'm sure those have their own agendas as well. So just be careful. There's a lot. Just wonder, you know, for every piece of content you read, who's paying for it? Who's making money on it? And why would they put that message out versus something else? Just something to think about. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.